You're listening to The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
Well, a couple of good friends of mine, Elmo and Patsy, wrote me and said they had written the perfect country Christmas comedy song. I said, no, you didn't. You didn't mention nothing about... Well, yeah, you pretty much got it all. I mean, grandma and, of course, the family and getting drunk and run over by heavy machinery. And, well, since I needed the money, I felt obliged to include it on this record. And it goes a little something like this.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe
she'd been drinking too much eggnog, and we begged her not to go. But she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve.
On her way home.
You can say there's no such thing as Santa.
No Santa.
But as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Lord, we believe.
Now we're all so proud of Grandpa. He's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black, and we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back?
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve.
Night before Christmas.
Now you can say there's no such thing as Santa.
No Santa.
But as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Lord, we believe.
Now the goose is on the table, and the pudding's made of fig, and the blue and silver candles that would just have matched the hair on Grandma's wig. I've warned all my friends and neighbors, better watch out for yourselves. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve.
Minding her own business.
You can say there's no such thing as Santa.
What you mean there's no Santa?
Ooh, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Lord, we believe.
Ooh, as for me and Grandpa,
we believe.
The immortal classic. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show once again. Welcome, and Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, whatever it is you happen to be celebrating. I hope you're having a good time. It's December the 20th.
And, yeah, good day. Merry whatever you want. Happy Hanukkah.
Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa, yeah.
Have a joyous Ramadan. And if you're an atheist, have a very happy Saturday.
Saturday, yes.
So there you go. This is, of course, the Christmas episode of The Soundtrack Show, so thank you for tuning in. My name is Mark. With me, of course, Simon.
Hello again.
And we, off the top there, heard a lot of what you're hearing tonight is music from movies that is mostly Christmas music, Christmas movies. Sometimes you have a pop song that's in a Christmas movie, which will be the what happens in our next song. But that
sometimes
went off top.
We play stuff just because we want to play it.
That is very true. And so this one off top was Cletus T. Judd, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. So Cletus T. Judd, in case you don't know, is like if Larry the Cable Guy and Weird Al Yankovic had a kid, it would be Cletus T. Judd.
All right. That's a scary thought, yes.
But he's very funny. He was also, I believe, the front man for the Gourds. And I know there's a version of Gin and Juice by Snoop Dogg that's been running around online. I share it myself once in a while because it cracks me up every time I hear it. And it's a country version. And it's done by him. So it's lots of fun. In the meantime, we're going to get to it. This one from the film Elf, a couple in a row from that movie. Starting with this one, it's Louis Prima, Pennies from Heaven, on the Soundtrack Show, 101.5 The Hawk. There we go.
And every time it rains, pennies from heaven.
Shoo-be-doo-be.
Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven?
Shoo-be-doo-be.
You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is up, upside down, and trade them for a package of sunshine and ravioli.
Macaroni!
If you want the thing you love, you must have a pizzaoli, baby. And when you hear thunder, don't run under a tree. It'll be pennies from heaven for you and me. Now come over here, boy, Sam. And every time it rains. And don't you know it's crocodile? Every time it rains, don't you know it's crocodile? You'll find your fortune falling. All over town, all over town, all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down and tweedle up. A habasuti holds a white. Gigala mahungli. Zumaluta zumbulut. Oh, bodily boy, sorry. Hey, Baba, ha boy. Ooh, Baba, ha boy. I knew I'd get you. Let's go. Let's go. Your fortune falling all over town. There'll be pennies from heaven. Pennies from heaven. Pennies from heaven for you and me. Party people! Something like this. Tag team, back again. Check it, direct it, let's begin. Party on, party people, let me hear some noise. DC's in the house, jump, jump, rejoices. There's a party over here, a party over there. Wave your hands in the air, shake the dairy, yeah. These three words mean you're getting busy. Whoop, that is Hitman. You folks, what it's all about. Now it's time for to get on the mic and make this mother party hot. I'm taking it back to the old school, cause I'm an old fool who's so cool. If you wanna get down, I'ma show you the way. Boom, there it is. Let me hear you say,
come on, y'all. Drinking, bent and bent as a puff on deck. Rock the mic, uh-oh, I crave skin, rip, find a honey dip to
dip it in, slam dunk it, stick it, flip it and ride that B-double-O-T-Y, oh my, ooh, that's it, come on, whoop, there it is, I'm done. Sound that you have found amazing, outstanding, demanding, commanding, you people dancing. Whoa! That's a breathtaker. Yeah. I produce, aka The Undertaker. You want to come down to the underground old school? Here's a shovel. Can you dig it, fool? Can you dig it? To the fly from the school of old hardcore, keep the folklore wreck. Three to the two, and one mic check. Mass skill blow ill on the mess of steel. That's the grill of the microphone. I just kill party people. It's your party tag team is through. Whoop, there it is. I thought you knew.
Whoop, there it is. Whoop.
That was, of course, tag team going way, way back when. A little old school.
And we should probably just clarify here for a second. We're playing songs from Christmas movies, not Christmas songs tonight. So that certainly wasn't a Christmas song, but it was from a Christmas movie.
That's true.
Which movie was that again?
Elf.
Elf from Elf, as well as the previous one was from Elf as well.
Yes.
A Christmas classic, to be sure.
That's true. And of course, we couldn't play music from Elf and talk about modern Christmas movies and not talk about Christmas Vacation, which I think, by and large, of the four vacation movies, is the most popular.
Oh, I think it's probably the most relatable and the funniest one, too.
True.
Not to take away from the other ones. They're great, but, I mean, Christmas Vacation.
Vegas Vacation, certainly. Maybe not so great.
Yeah. I don't know if I've seen that one.
Ellen falls in love with Wayne Newton.
Oh, I have seen that one, yes.
It's cute, but it's all. But this one, of course, from the imaginary pool scene from Christmas Vacation. It's Bing Crosby, Malik Kaliki Mama.
Or something.
Kalikimaka.
Something like that.
Kalikimaka rock and roll all night, party every day. Okay, there we go.
Somebody's going to probably complain, but hey.
I'm mangling Hawaiian, best. I'm sorry. I'm mangling Hawaiian, my mistake.
Aloha, everybody.
Party on, everybody.
Malekulikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Malekulikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Malekulikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Malekulikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you. all that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night.
Melikilikimaka is a wise way
to say Merry Christmas to you. Melikilikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway.
Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright,
the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Melikilikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas.
A very Merry Christmas.
A very, very Merry, Merry Christmas to you.
Speaking of Christmas spirit, each year out in Hollywood, California, they have what they call the Santa Claus Parade. A few years ago, while I was riding in this parade, I saw smiles on thousands of faces, both young and old alike, waiting for a look at that most popular man all over the world. I can hear him shouting now, "Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus." Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Fixin' and blitzin' and all his reindeer pulling on the reins. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. So hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle, tangle. Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He'll come around when chimes ring, now it's Christmas time again. Peace on earth will come to all if we just follow the light. So let's give thanks to the Lord above, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. Dixon and Betson and all his reindeers boy.
Santa, I make my runs about the break of day. They call me back door Santa, I make my runs about the break of day. Oh, oh, oh. I make all the little girls happy while the boys are out to play. Look at here. I ain't like old Saint Nick. He don't come but once a year. Oh, 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 oh. I ain't like old Saint Nick. He don't come but once a year. But look here. I come running with my presents every time you call me dear. Look here. I keep some change in my pocket case the children at home. I give them a few pennies so that we can be alone. I leave the back door open so if anybody smells a mouse, and with no Santa be in trouble if ain't no chimney in the house. They call me back door Santa. I make my runs about the break of day. Look ahead. I make all the little girls happy while the boys are out to play. That's what they call me, backdoor Santa. That's what they call me. They call me backdoor Santa. That's what all the girls call me. I give them all the presents. That's what they call me. They call me backdoor Santa. And I like for them to call me that. They call me backdoor Santa. And I like it.
That's a cool tune. Backdoor Santa by Clarence Carter. You may know him as the artist responsible for Strokin'.
Another classic.
That's true.
So Backdoor Santa is from the Christmas classic. I see that with air quotes that nobody can see while we're on the air. But from Jingle All the Way, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger and
Sinbad.
But also starring, I want to mention, I give a little shout out to, it also stars Jake Lloyd, who went on
Anakin.
To be Anakin Skywalker in The Phantom Menace. And I got to say, Jake got a lot of hate over the years. I've read that, you know, he didn't have a particularly happy childhood after he was in Phantom Menace.
Yeah, just like the guy who played Jar Jar.
Yeah. But I met Jake Lloyd one time at a con. And
you were stalking him, weren't you?
No. Actually, so our friend John, who we mentioned, we met with at the Halloween show from Survival Zombie Films, was at the con, and he was a guest promoting a comic book that he had produced. And he went to get Jake's autograph, and his booth wasn't particularly busy. And John and Jake talked for a bit, and he was a super nice guy. And he sort of said that, he was just there. And the real true sort of stars of the convention were the comic book artists, and John gave him some comics and stuff. And when I heard this, I was like, man, I got to go back and get Jake's autograph for my Star Wars autograph collection too. So because prior to that, I'd only gotten original trilogy autographs. But he was the first one I branched out to the prequel trilogies. And I'm glad I did because, he was a really nice guy, and I think that he didn't deserve the hate that he got. And so hopefully he's going to have a good Christmas. I hope he's out there. I hope he's having a good Christmas, and I hope he's happy because, like I said, he's a super nice guy.
And, Jake, if you're out there, we would love to hear from you on Facebook. Just look up for the Soundtrack Show on The Hawk.
Yeah, and you'll be our third or fourth listener probably. All right, what do we got next?
We have next a song. It's a Christmas song from...
Oh, it's a Christmas song?
It's a Christmas song.
Oh, okay.
It's a Christmas song from a movie that is...
Christmas movie?
Yeah, I believe it is.
Oh, okay.
Because there's two types of people in this world. People that believe that Die Hard is a Christmas movie and communists.
I guess the director of Die Hard is a communist. Because he doesn't think it's a Christmas movie.
That's his problem. I think I remember reading that Bruce Willis believes it is.
Well, if Bruce Willis believes it so, then I believe it so.
Make it so, mister. Christmas in Hall is Run DMC on the Soundtrack Show, 115 The Hawk.
Chilling with macaroni and cheese. And Santa put gifts under Christmas trees. Decorate the house with lights at night. Snow's on the ground, Snow White so bright. In the fireplace is the Yule log. Beneath the mistletoe as we drink eggnog. The rhymes that you hear are the rhymes of carols. Like each and every year we bust Christmas carols. Christmas carols.
Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. And the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you'd love me so, let it snow, let it snow and snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really grab me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
And that was Marcel Marceau's big hit, Walking in the Wind. No, actually, we just played a little Dean Martin, also from Die Hard. Let me read this right. La tits now, la tits now, la tits now.
Very nice.
Oh, classy, I know. Oh, sorry, Let It Snow. I missed the spaces. Let It Snow, Let It Snow. From Die Hard. So there you go.
The Christmas classic, Die Hard.
Yes, very true. And not to be confused, the other Christmas classic, Die Hard, too.
Is that a Christmas?
Yes,
been a while.
It takes place at Christmas.
Oh, okay. So what do we got next?
What do we have next? We have next the song you gave me to play, but I don't have it handy.
All right, well, we'll come back to that. I think we should play, you know, look, there's a lot of duos out there.
Yes.
There's, you know, Batman and Robin. There's, you know, Run and DMC, who we just heard from.
True.
You know?
Jake and Elwood.
There's Jake and Elwood. There's Wayne and Garth.
Bill and Ted.
Bill and Ted. But they're, to me, the kind of ultimate buddies are.
They're brothers, actually.
Yes. Buddies and brothers, Bob and Doug McKenzie.
That's true.
And they have an excellent Christmas song that we're going to play, which isn't technically from a movie, but their characters
from SCTV
and from they have their own movie, Strange Brew, as well. And so here we go with, what is it called? The 12 Beers of Christmas or something like that?
12 Days of Christmas.
12 Days of Christmas, but the Bob and Doug version.
Good day. I'm L. Ron McKenzie. Who? I'm L. Ron McKenzie, and welcome to my church.
Get out.
Okay. Oh, no. It's a beautiful Sunday. In a few moments, I'll be giving my sermon. My topic today is don't kill bugs. Okay. The people are coming into my church, and in a few minutes, the choir will sing, and then I'll get up and give my sermon. So I'll just be sitting here having a beer while they file in. Okay, hold on, everyone. Remember, I'm L. Ron McKenzie, not Doug. L. Ron. Okay.
Would everyone please have a seat? Could everyone
By
now
the way,
in
that's
the church
me
please
on the
have
organ.
A seat?
You start.
Okay. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a beer.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtlenecks
and a beer. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French toasts,
two turtlenecks,
and a beer.
Okay, that should be more there, right?
Where?
Fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 pounds of back bacon,
three French toasts,
two turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
See, you need more. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 golden toques.
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toasts,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
Okay, on the sixth, the gold.
Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 packs of 2 4s.
5 golden toques.
4 pounds of back bacon,
3 French toasts,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree.
Okay. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 packs of smoke.
Nice gift. Oh, 6 packs of 2 4s.
5 golden toques.
4 pounds of mag bacon,
3 French toasts,
2 turtlenecks,
and a beer
in a tree. This should just be the 2 days of Christmas. It's too hard for us. Co-hoser.
On the 8th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
8 comic books,
7 packs of spokes,
6 packs of 2 4s.
5 golden toques.
And a beer on the
tree. Yeah, that beer is empty. Okay, day 12.
Good day, and welcome to day 12.
Yeah.
5 golden toques. 4 pounds of back bacon, 3 French toasts, 2 turtlenecks, and a beer in a tree.
Where did you learn to do that?
Albums.
Boy.
So, like, that's our song. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And good day.
Good day.
Chevrolet. Jingle bells, jingle, jingle, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow,
he's
in the one horse open sleigh.
He's
over them fields we go,
he's
laughing all the way. Bells and bobtails ring, making them spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Ow!
Jingle bells, jingle, jingle, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in Vincent Chevrolet.
Jingle bells, jingle, jingle, jingle all the way.
Oh, what fun it is to ride in what all the play.
Yeah.
dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Over them fields we go, laughing, 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 laughing. Bells and bobtails ring, making them spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle, jingle, jingle all the way. What fun it is to ride in a 57 Chevrolet. Jingle bells, jingle, jingle, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one horse open sleigh.
That was the Brian Setzer Orchestra, Jingle Bells from, what movie was that?
Well, that one was also from Jingle All the Way, as well as a bunch of other ones, but that's sort of where I get the idea from. I was looking at the soundtrack list for Jingle All the Way.
It's a Christmas movie most people prefer to forget.
I enjoyed it. I like a little fromage every once in a while.
Aside from that one, what would you say is your favorite Christmas movie that's
off the
beaten
track? Well, I wouldn't say that's my favorite one.
Like if
we already talked about
Scrooge.
I like Scrooge a lot.
Scrooge. So if we talk about, if we take Scrooge, like the original one, and Christmas Story, that's a classic. Or It's a Wonderful Life out of the equation. Which,
you know, Scrooged is what I mentioned with Bill Murray.
Scrooged.
We already talked about that one. Did we talk about that one tonight?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, actually, we did talk about it tonight, but it was on last week's episode. We didn't talk about it this episode yet.
Yes.
I don't know, man. I don't really have any offbeat Christmas ones that I like.
The Ref is one of my favorites. It's very, very funny.
Oh, it's been so long since I've seen that one, man.
Dennis Leary at his most Dennis Leary-est.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he wrote it, but I mean that part was him.
Mm-hmm.
That was a classic. That was really funny. And Kevin Spacey. We wouldn't get to watch Kevin Spacey movies. Because it turns out he was a scumbag. We didn't realize that at the time.
Well, you know, just because he was a scumbag doesn't mean to say you can't enjoy his movies. I mean, especially the older ones. It's not like he's getting rich off you downloading one of his movies off Pirate Bay. So, you know.
That's true. Not that we condone that or recommend
it. No, but I mean, you know.
You all do what you want. We're not your mother. But yeah, I would say that's probably one of my favorite ones. I enjoy watching that. I pull that one every year. That and Black Christmas, which is a Canadian classic.
Oh, yes, of course. Just like, you know, Bob and Doug, classics, yeah.
Yeah, also with Bob and Doug's co-worker, Andrea Martin.
Right, yeah. Well, Rick and Dave's co-worker.
That's true.
Yeah. So, all right, so, what do we got next?
It's another Christmas classic from many films, and it's my favorite version of this song. Most people will listen to the Bruce Springsteen version played at Christmas time on the radio this time of year.
Which is a great version.
That's true. But this one has a lot more soul, I think, and it's, of course, it's Otis Redding. So it's Merry Christmas, Baby, on the Soundtrack Show. 115, The Hawk.
Merry Christmas, baby. Shooty treatment night. You bought me a diamond ring for Christmas. I feel like I'm in paradise. I feel mighty fine, y'all. I got music on my radio. Santa came down the chimney, half past three, y'all. Left all in my good old present for my baby and for me. Merry Christmas, baby. Should it treat me nice? Thank you.
rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see, every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear voices singing, let's be jolly, deck the halls with boughs of holly. Rocking around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned way. Everyone dancing merrily in the new old-fashioned
Giraldi. I can't read, sorry.
Linus and Lucy from the Charlie Brown Christmas special.
Christmas time is here.
And before that we had
Brenda Lee rocking around the Christmas tree
from Home Alone. another Christmas classic. I never get tired of watching Joe Pesci and Daniel Stern get the crap beat out of them by a 9-year-old kid. It never gets tired.
That's true. I would love to see them do a new one where where they try and break into Macaulay Culkin's house as an adult. That'd be fun. I would watch the hell out of that. That sounds like fun.
I bet you that would be good.
The problem is he's got too much money. Macaulay Culkin made a ton of money for those movies. He doesn't care. He doesn't act anymore.
He's done some
he has comedy bits where he makes fun of himself.
Yeah. Like where he's a YouTube driver and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think that, I don't know, if somebody put the right script together, he might do it if it was good. I mean, Macaulay, if you're listening, if you and Jake Lloyd hang out and you're both listening, let us know.
We'll happen to be in Hamilton sometime in January, we would love to have
you in
the studio.
Well, you know, we got the internet now. We'll Zoom. We can Zoom.
Well, that's plan B. I would rather have them in the studio.
Well, obviously, yes.
So, speaking of classics, redone, this one is... It's a version I don't think anybody saw coming. It's I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus for many, many films along the years. It's done by Dee Snider and Twisted Sister on the Soundtrack Show 115 The Hawk.
Underneath the mistletoe last night, dancing in Jingle Bell Square.
That from Mark?
Several.
Name one.
I'm pretty sure that Jingle Bell Rock at some point was played during Home Alone.
Oh, but the Hall & Oates version?
No, I just picked that one because I like that one.
So we're just going rogue tonight, just playing whatever songs we want as long as they're Christmas
songs.
There
are a million covers of these songs.
That's true.
So
interestingly enough, there's a great episode of the Goldbergs that talks about Hall & Oates. At the end, which one's which?
I've seen one episode of that show.
No, but which one's Hall and which one's Oates?
Oh.
I can never remember. Who's Hall, the guy with the mustache?
Hall, that's Hall.
That's Hall, yeah. So yeah. Anyway, Daryl Hall is in this episode of the Goldbergs, and it's a great episode. I won't spoil it, but if you're if you've got access to that show on streaming and you want to check out the Hall & Oates episode, it's really funny.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Daryl Hall's the one that looks like Baba Booey from Howard Stern.
Yeah, so basically the point of the show is that they decide they're going to dress up as Hall & Oates, and both of them dress up as Oates. Nobody dresses up as Hall, so it ends up being Oates & Oates.
Not to be confused with Garfunkel and Oates, which is an amazing...
they're great.
They're great.
Not to be confused with Simon and Garfunkel.
That's true.
Who is a totally different thing.
That's right.
And probably have some Christmas music from a movie, but we don't have it.
And
so.
The problem with Garfunkel and Oates is, as brilliant as they are, we can't play their music.
Well, not if we want to stay on the air.
That's true. We can do them once. So maybe on the last episode, we'll keep you informed. A couple of songs to go. This one from Christmas Vacation, of course. It's the title track of Christmas Vacation. It's Mavis Staples on the Soundtrack Show. 101.5 The Hawk.
It's that time. Christmas time is here. Everybody knows there's not a better time of year. Hear that sleigh, Santa's on his way. Hip hip hooray for Christmas Vacation. Got a ton of stuff to celebrate. Now it's getting closer, I can't wait. Gonna make this holiday as perfect as can be. Just wait and see this Christmas Vacation. This old house sure is looking good. Got ourselves the finest snowman in the neighborhood. Ain't it fun? Always on the run. That's how it's done on Christmas Vacation. Let's all deck the halls and light the lights. Get a toasty fire burning bright. Give Sydney the warmest welcome that he's ever had. We're so glad
It's Christmas vacation. And when the nights are peaceful and serene, we can cuddle up and do our Christmas dreaming. Peace and joy and love are everywhere. You can feel the magic in the air. Let the spirit of the season carry us away. You're here for a Christmas vacation.
Christmas vacation. Christmas vacation. Christmas vacation. Christmas vacation. Christmas vacation. Christmas vacation. You're so glad it's Christmas vacation.
All right, I guess we're pretty close to the end here on the Soundtrack Show for this week. Thanks for tuning in. Hopefully, Jake Lloyd and Macaulay Culkin, hopefully you enjoyed the show. And like we said, if you want to get in touch with us, we'd love to have you on the show. And hopefully you feeling festive from all the Christmas music and Christmas movies we've talked about. And hopefully you all have a great holiday and whatever you're celebrating this winter.
Have a great time. And we're going to close off with a song from a film that is also very often, just like Die Hard. Is it a Christmas movie or is it a Halloween movie? It's both. From Nightmare Before Christmas.
Danny Elfman singing on this one.
Jack's Lament. Every week, everyone, have a very happy holiday. We'll see you soon. Good night, everyone. Be excellent to each other.
There are few who deny it. What I do, I am the best. For my talents are renowned far and wide. When it comes to surprises in the moonlit night, I excel without ever even trying. With the slightest little effort of my ghost-like charms, I have seen grown men give out a shriek. With the wave of my hand in a well-placed bow, I have swept the very bravest off their feet. Yet year after year, it's the same routine. And